Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
So nagbabalik tayo dito sa programa. Kausap natin muli si Donovan Nofable ng Family Dispute Resolution Mediation at nagbabalik rin si Kay Liwanag. Nung nakaraan pinag-usapan natin paano mo sisimulan yung relasyon. Ngayon, ikaw Kay, nabanggit mo nung una yung panganay mo na sa high school na at yung bunso mo ay mag-teenager na.
Yes.
Unang tanong, nakita ko to at naging problema ko rin to. Kailan mo bibigyan ng telepono o kapangyarihan na magkaroon ng sariling mundo dahil may telepono na siya ang anak mo? Kailan mo o binigay mo na ba?
Okay. So, sa amin kasi, nag-start is more security. Tsaka, it's very basic eh, yung when we pick you up, just to make sure na they have a way to contact us. So, when, for us, it's more the transition from primary school to year 7, right? Because it's like, sa akin kasi I see that as a rite of passage as well now. A level of responsibility. Pero nung binigay namin sa kanila yon, in-explain namin sa kanila talaga. Kung ano yung, this one here, gagamitin mo for this. Right? I'm not saying na hindi mo pwedeng gamitin to call your friends.
Yeah.
As long as alam mo na kailangan. Yung mga kailangan. Because at the start, I think you just need to set that ground rule first. And then like, you know, really now, like, you know, it's very easy kasi nga may data na, like, you know, malalaki yung data, and I think that's where it's very, very important na makita mo na alam natin kung ano yung ginagawa ng mga bata. Because it's not just the calls, there's internet in there.
Diba? And my Snapchat, my Instagram, my Facebook.
Absolutely.
Siguro yes. Yung anak mo may Snapchat, my Facebook.
Absolutely. Like, you know, again, it's for me, yung ground rule namin, our foundation is trust.
Yes.
So,
it's a good foundation.
I give that to them. I'm not that kind of parent, and again, this is me personally. I'm not that kind of parent. No, because it's bad. It's not, you know, pwedeng mangyari to, pwedeng mangyari to. Paano naman yung mga anak natin? Like, you know, they do need to understand when you give them something, there's a level of responsibility, and I trust you, right? So I think it's very, very important. Kasi alam nila na I give you a trust, and I know trust is earned, but I'm taking this risk of giving you that trust, so please do not break it.
Yes.
So, ganun yung foundation namin.
So, nakita ko rin sa mga forum, karamihan ng mga Australian moms or parents, tinatanong nila yung, when do you give your child a phone? Yung sagot nila parang ikaw, year 7. Kasi high school na, kailangan nila pag-uuwi, pagpupunta sa school, iba na yung, hindi na sila hatid sundo diba? Tapos iba na rin yung oras nila, may mga, like yung panganay ko, year 7 siya ngayon, nasa-shock din ako kasi yung school, hindi ka na nila kakausapin. Yung bata na yung kinakausap nila na, may activity kang ganito, ito yung permission slip, wala nang email, wala nang, hindi na siya parang constant communication sa magulang.
Yeah.
So, meron ng gano'n na parang freedom sila na makapag-decide gusto nitong klase na to, ayaw nila to, ganyan-ganyan. So, year 7 nga. Pero, paano mo masisiguro na lahat ng nangyayari dun sa telepono ay safe? Like,
I don't think you can because I think like you said, sabi nga ni Kay, you have to build the trust. Pero kapag kinausap mo yung anak mo, sabi, and you say, if you build that relationship nga na there's an open communication, you have to trust that they're gonna do the right thing. Ngayon, syempre, kailangan kinakausap mo ang anak mo. Otherwise, hindi naman pwedeng kunin mo yung privacy nila because they have to have their own private thing. Pero kailangan merong kayong nag-uusap kayo, magulang at yung anak. Is there something you want to tell me? Do you want to open up? Or is this the right time to talk? Or maybe another time? Or mas gusto mo bang kausap ang daddy mo? Because sometimes, meron yung time na mas gusto nilang kausap ang daddy nila dahil for different reason. For example, girls want to talk about the boys. So they'll ask the dad, maybe, Dad, how did you ask your mom? How did you ask mom to go to a date? So they might get curious. So you just gotta, I know, like ang kailangan, it's give them the trust that they will do the right thing.
Yes. Yung isa kong naano is yung anak ko may siyang Snapchat. So bakit? Because everyone else is on it. And I said, doesn't mean that you have to. It's like, please,
peer
mom.
Pressure.
So, because yun daw yung communication nila. Yes. And then, isang day, sa pamilya kasi namin, if you do good, you get a reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he did good last term.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, can my prize be Snapchat? And I go, okay. Tapos ang sunod ko na sabi, can I be your friend in Snapchat?
At least they want you to be.
I asked him, can I be friends with you? I'll download Snapchat. Can I be friends with you? Tinignan lang niya ako na, mom. Come on. Can I be friends with you? Mom, that's creepy.
I think it is. I think it's key. Yung ang sinabi ni Dom na it's pag alam nila kung meron silang nakita, hindi sila, like, you know, bothers them.
Mm.
They do come to me, yeah. Right? So, or may nakita sila na, oh, that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
As in, they show me. And that's the thing. And I think that it's all about not just the trust, but it's the other way around as well. Na, like what you said, yung privacy nga, it's very important. For me, it's important na alam nila, I gave them that trust, and that trust is given.
Yeah.
Hindi yung on the side tinitignan mo kung ano yung...
So, pero alam mo yung password nila sa mga account or sa phone?
Si Kayla now, no? I think she's really old
earned
enough.
It.
Si Jonas, we share the same. Like, he uses my YouTube account.
Yeah.
So, you do see, and he knows himself. Yun na nga kasi you set that ground rule at the start na...
Yeah.
You know, if there's swearing, if there's this, there's that. Alam niya yon. And again, kahit na may makita siyang ganon, I know na pupunta siya sa akin if it's something that really bothers him.
Diba? Yung isa rin na sinabi namin is, dahil yung panganay ko, humingi rin siya ng Xbox Live na prize. So we don't give it like just
lightly.
Yes, so it has to be something that you earn. Because I told them, you have to earn it. Like, my respect, you have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to earn my trust and everything. But then, sinabi rin namin sa kanya, tinanong niya, why is it a big deal? Why can't I have Xbox Live?
Mm.
Sabi ko, kasi yung Xbox Live, may kausap kang ibang tao.
Yeah.
It's a whole, ang laki ng mundo ng internet.
Globalization.
Maraming mga tao dyan na makikipagkaibigan sa'yo. Sabihin nila, ako si ganyan. Pero hindi sila yon.
Yes.
So they can harm you.
Yes.
So sinabi rin namin na, yung Snapchat, you have to be, sabi niya, I know mom. Ganun na. Pero sabi ko, alam mo, there are other people who pretend. And they know that because we let them watch the news.
Yeah.
Kasi di ba yung ibang magulang di pinapanood ng news yun?
Eh
dahil nandun ako sa negosyo ng news.
I think the key there is, even though they said, I know mom, is the fact na you told them. So there is that communication. I know you know this, pero I'm just advising you again.
Uh-huh. Yes.
In the response na kahit magro-roll eyes na, oh God, I know this. It doesn't matter kasi at least alam niya na, okay, my mom is concerned.
Tsaka importante sa'yo. Kasi kung inuulit mo, that means it's important.
Yes.
Tsaka yung sinasabi ko pa minsan, I know, alam ko na alam mo. Napaalala ko lang
that's
sa'yo.
Right.
Kasi
that's
nalilimutan mo.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So yung,
reminder is good. Oh.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.